Sam Darnold took 3 dropbacks in the 2026 season, a 13-yard completion to Jaxon Smith-Njigba on his first throw, an incompletion, and then 3rd and 6 at the New England 46 with 12:27 left in the first quarter, a 5-yard sack by Draymond Jones, and he was injured on the play. He did not take another snap. Drew Lock played the rest of the game, and Seattle beat New England 13-10 at Lumen Field on Wednesday night anyway, with a 4th-and-1 touchdown and 3 fourth-quarter interceptions. Start with the defense, because for 3 quarters it was the only reason the game was still in reach, and in the 4th it won the game outright. New England ran 36 pass plays, and they were worth -4.6 expected points added. Expected points added is what a snap was worth given the down, the distance, and the field position, and on defense a big negative number is the good direction. Those are points the offense lost by running the play. 178 yards through the air, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions, every one of them in the 4th quarter. Against the run, it was the same direction. 31 New England carries for 109 yards and -2.7 expected points. New England converted 5 of 16 third downs. Seattle sacked Drake May 3 times, all 3 in the 4th quarter. One thing to keep in the ledger, A.J. Brown left the game injured early in the 3rd quarter and did not return, and all 3 interceptions came after that. And this was not a bad offense having a bad night. This was the offense that finished 1st in the league in expected points per play last season, and 1st in expected points per pass play, and its 22 fourth quarter snaps produced -7.1 expected points, the 3 interceptions in order. Second play of the 4th quarter, 14:27 on the clock, New England up 10-3 at the Seattle 45, 2nd and 9, May went deep left for Romeo Daubs and Nehemiah Pritchett picked it off at the Seattle 3 and brought it back 30 yards to the 33. Seattle was in the end zone on the 5th play of the next drive. Then 9:25, tied at 10, New England facing 3rd and 14 from its own 22. May went deep middle for Demario Douglas, and Julian Love intercepted it at the New England 47. Seattle turned that field position into the field goal that made it 13-10, and then the one that ended it. New England had gone 15 plays and 5.5 minutes from its own 27, converted a 4th and 2 and a 4th and 9 along the way, and had 3rd and 5 at the Seattle 16 with 26 seconds left. May threw deep right for Mac Hollins in the end zone, and Josh Jobe intercepted it. Touchback. That play was worth 42 points of win probability, the biggest swing of the game. 2 snaps earlier, on 1st and 10 at the 21, Derek Hall had sacked May for a 7-yard loss. 2nd and 17, and 2 plays later, the game was on a 3rd down. Now the offense, and it needs to be split in 2. Through 3 quarters, Seattle's offense ran 35 plays for -4.6 expected points and scored 3 points. In the 4th quarter, it ran 12 plays for +7.7. The whole night, the passing game came out at +4.4 expected points on 26 pass plays, 200 yards and a touchdown. And the 23 pass plays after Darnold left were worth +6.4 on their own. The run game did not move. 21 carries, 98 yards, no touchdowns, -1.3 expected points, and a success rate of 33%, meaning 1 carry in 3 gained what the situation asked for. Third down was a problem all night. 2 conversions in 11 tries. Seattle punted 5 times, and every possession in the first half ended in a punt or the end of the half. The play that changed the game was a decision as much as a throw. 11:38 left in the 4th quarter, down 10-3, 4th and 1 at the New England 45. Seattle went for it. Lock threw short left to Smith-Njigba, who took it 45 yards for the touchdown. 6.1 expected points, 34 points of win probability, and after the extra point, a tie game. Here is why that decision is the interesting part. Last season, in competitive situations, Seattle went for it on 4th down 12 times in 98 chances, the 2nd lowest rate in the league. On Wednesday, it went for a 4th and 1 twice. The first, in the 2nd quarter at the New England 46, was a direct snap to A.J. Barner that picked up the yard and was wiped out by an offensive offside, and Seattle punted. The 2nd was the touchdown. One game does not make a philosophy, but 2 4th and 1 calls in one night is more than this team made in most of last season's games. What kept it from being comfortable was the red zone. Seattle took 6 snaps inside the New England 20 and scored no touchdowns on them, and it had a 7th that does not count. Third quarter, 3:25 left, Locke hit Cooper Kupp for a 7-yard touchdown that was wiped out by an illegal shift, and the drive ended in a 30-yard field goal. The one in the 4th quarter hurt more. 6:42 left, tied at 10, Locke scrambled 14 yards to the New England 3, second and one at the 3, then a delay of game penalty, second and 6 from the 8, and two incompletions to Smith and Jigba. Jason Myers kicked the 26-yarder for 13-10 instead of a 7-point lead, and that is the margin New England had to work with on the final drive. Penalties in general were Seattle's, 10 of them for 98 yards against 7 for 50 on New England. Now the part where a Week 1 episode has to be honest about what it is. There is no season to compare this to yet, so the comparison is last year, with a different roster and a different question. Last year, this defense finished second in the league in expected points allowed per play and tied for fourth in takeaways with 27. On Wednesday, it took the ball away 3 times from the best passing offense in football. That is the same team. Last year, the offense was 13th in expected points per play, 8th through the air, and 29th on the ground. On Wednesday, the run game was again the weak unit, and the passing game had a quarterback change on its third dropback, which makes any read on it a read on Drew Locke. The one thing the game settled, on a night the offense spent 3 quarters going nowhere and lost its starting quarterback on his third dropback, the defense won the game by itself. Seattle is at Arizona a week from Sunday. Watch who is under center and watch the red zone. That's your Seahawks. Every game, by the numbers. This is Muffed. We do the same deep dive for all 32 teams. Follow the Seahawks show wherever you're listening so next week's recap lands the moment it's out. No theater, just the football. And if you play fantasy, there's a Muffed show built around your exact roster, free at muffed.ai. Data via NFLverse.